At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, it's my SD mom, Amber.
Hi, it's my SD mom, Jessica.
How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. For 2020, that is.
I think this is the first time I've seen your face, like, not on a computer screen.
Months.
Since beginning of March? April, for sure.
The end of March.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you look gorgeous, love.
You look great, too. It's so good.
Now, this is our first podcast together.
Yes.
Right? You joined the show before when we had, it was me and Sarah.
Yeah.
But now it's just you and me.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. And I'm excited to talk about something that you're going through.
Well, we're getting there.
We're approaching it.
We're approaching, and as a very experienced mom,
I
need some tips. I need some tips because we are fastly approaching Terrible Twos. Walt will be two.
When?
August 24th.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Time flies.
I mean, remember when I was pregnant?
Oh my gosh.
It feels like
yesterday.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyways, so we're very quickly approaching it, and it's very quickly becoming an issue in the house. And there's fun little things, especially for some reason in this last week. I just had a week off for vacation.
Yes.
And during vacation, he picked up all these fun little habits.
Such as?
The big one, putting stuff up his nose, especially his food. Anything. He loves macaroni and cheese because it goes right up there.
Easy slide.
Oh, he loves it. It's so perfect. The climbing on everything was already a thing, but it's getting to an extreme point now. He got onto the table yesterday. The laughing when you say no, don't touch, don't do that, no biting. Biting's becoming a big, I'm really concerned about.
Oh, I remember biting.
The biting I'm really worried about. The waking up from a nap time with a poopy diaper
mm-hmm.
and showing it to you.
Oh, he takes the diaper off?
No. He sticks his hand down his pants.
Oh, yeah.
And shows you the
poopy on his
hand. He's like, ah! I'm like, no! Why would anybody do that? But that's my son.
Oh, my God. I love it.
But he's
it.
So cute.
Oh, he's adorable. He probably gets away with so much because
that
face.
Yeah, it's so hard. It's so hard to discipline him because he's so damn cute.
Yes.
But I know I need to.
Right.
So, I need help.
Okay.
Like, these kind of behaviors, like if they with some of these specific ones, if you have some tips, it would be extremely helpful because I'd like to cut this off before it becomes a big problem.
Well, here's the reality of the situation. You're just going to have to put up with it.
Oh, no.
Here's the other point I want to make is that you do have to start doing like timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
My first child, he was the hardest toddler. He was very defiant, super intelligent. Mm-hmm. And I had to start doing timeouts pretty early. So we had like a timeout mat by the door.
Okay.
And if you were to do something, you know, we put him in timeout. And they say usually you put him there for the, like, if it's 2 minutes for 2 years old, three minutes for 3 year old. So I would put him in timeout and he would not stay there. So in the beginning, I would literally have to like hold him in timeout.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, that's when he was doing something naughty, you know, but like the behaviors he's doing right now, you know, it's just his age and it's not really naughty. The biting, that could be something
worth time out. That's my biggest concern.
Yeah.
Especially because, I mean, obviously right now we're not taking him to daycare, but the hope is once everything's done, hopefully maybe early next year, spring of next year, once, you know, COVID's a little less crazy, we want to put him into daycare at least once or twice a week.
That's great, yeah.
But I'm concerned with him biting other people.
How do you respond when he bites?
I tell him no, bad, and I keep a very stern face. But immediately he thinks it's funny and then tries again
what
and
I
again
used to do,
and
I
again.
Used to overreact.
Okay.
When I was getting bitten.
Okay.
Like, ow, that hurts so bad, ow. And like make it, like show your pain. You might want to try that and maybe even start crying. I mean, that's just an idea. But I mean.
Yeah, he just thinks
each
it's
Each kid
funny.
Reacts different. I know.
He's anything.
He thinks it's funny because the way you're responding.
Yeah.
Do you have a little smile on your face when
I purposely am like, don't laugh because. And sometimes he gets me and it hurts. And I'm like, no, ouch. Like, no. He hasn't drawn blood yet. And he hasn't really, only like once or twice really left an indent.
Right. But still, it's not but a good.
It's not something behavior. I want him, to really do a lot. And so that's my big concern is with the biting. The shoving stuff up your nose. I know I'm just going to have to deal with it.
That reminds me, my nephews, when they were toddlers, they would shove stuff up their nose. And my sister-in-law was like, God, there was something really stinky about one of her sons. And then lo and behold, he had like a marble in his nose that had been there for like a week or so.
Oh,
and they had
God.
To go to the doctors to have him take it out. Yeah. Yeah, so it can be dangerous.
Right. Luckily, so far, it's only been food, and then there was one piece of paper the other day. Just
what
like
does
a little
he do
tiny...
once it's in his nose?
He likes to go...
Does he blow it out?
He tries to, but most of the time, it doesn't come out. Like, sometimes the macaroni and cheese, that's why it's his favorite, because usually the macaroni and cheese comes out. He just slides up. Oh, God. And he's so proud of himself when he does it, too. He gets so excited, but it's just like, no, kid, no, the food doesn't go up your nose.
Yeah. Oh, my. It's been so long since I've gone through the terrible twos. I will say the terrible twos have nothing on three-nagers.
Oh, boy.
I would say 2.5 to 3.5, or maybe just the age of 3, is the hardest.
What kind of behaviors?
They get more defiance.
Okay.
Yeah. The damage Lovely. Is... More.
Lovely. Great.
Because, and they have a better understanding of what's going on and what mm-hmm. they're doing. And that's, it's just, they're more defiant and they're trying to express themselves, you know.
Right.
Despite you.
God. Oh, no. I'm so in trouble.
I can't believe he's going to be 2, though.
I know. He's gotten so big.
Have you started on potty training yet?
No. We're getting close because he's definitely over diapers, like completely over them.
Yeah.
Like he likes is always grabbing at them and he hates them. He got to a point a couple weeks ago where every time we change, about 50% of the times when he changed his diaper, that's when he would decide to pee.
Ah, fresh diaper.
Yeah. Well, it was before it. The diaper wouldn't even be on yet. You'd take it off and he'd be like, whoo!
Oh, fresh air.
Yeah, so the fresh air.
That's actually how I potty trained my boys was we had a pool in our backyard, mm-hmm. and I just let them run naked.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
And I think we might do a little bit, especially right now with summer.
Yeah.
So at least we'll do that a little bit. We're trying to get our backyard a little better because right now it's very weedy, and I don't know if I want. If he falls, it's going to be bruises everywhere, that poor kid. But I think that's might be something we do for a little bit this summer now that it's going to get, now it's much warmer. And
yeah.
Once our backyard's a little bit better, we had to get some stuff out of it first. But yeah, I think potty training, I bought some stuff for it the other day. So the house is ready for the potty training. I just bought one of the little seats that goes right onto the toilet.
I love it.
And a little stool so that he can stand up and, you know, or walk up to it so I don't have to put them on every time.
I will say this. Don't let other people guilt you if it takes longer to potty train your son. Because a lot of other parents have an opinion about that.
Right.
But here's in the grand scheme of things, he's not going to be peeing in a diaper, you know, when he's 7.
Right. Well, and look, that's with anything with parenting.
Oh, totally true.
No matter what you do, somebody's going to judge you for doing something wrong, or you're not doing it this way, you should do it that way.
Yeah, don't co-sleep because they're going to get used to it. No, my kid's, you know, 13. He doesn't want to sleep with me.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like,
everyone's got an opinion.
Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's great to get advice. Like we were just talking, we got some advice. I'd love to hear what you did because then maybe I can work it into what I did. That's great. But judging other people and other parents, it's such a problem.
It causes so much pressure.
It really does.
And being a parent is already filled with pressure alone, you know, without the outside opinion of others, you know.
It's so hard.
It's so hard. It really, really is.
And now my husband's basically a stay-at-home husband right now.
How's
so that's
going?
Fun. We're navigating it. That's for sure. He's not used to it. It took him some time to get used to it. He likes it. The only problem I'm having right now is the food situation.
Right.
It's because I'd rather him try to get him more food, and he's like, okay, well, he likes the pretzel goldfish, so let's just give him that, and he can have some yogurt and maybe some fruit, and that's a meal. And I'm like, no, it's not a meal, honey. It's not. We got to get him some more food. So I got to get better at, like, I'm going to have to start just pre-making food and leaving it for him, which is terrible because I also have to work. But it's one of those things. I'm like, I can't control everything. I have it's been hard for me just because I can't control everything. And so having to take a step back and be like, okay, you're the parent now. I need to let you do what you're going to do and make your own mistakes or make your own fate or successes.
Right.
And not be so
all up in it.
All up in it. And that's
hard.
It's
being a mama,
so
that's hard. Yeah.
It's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, this has been like a fun little talk and like a little kiki and back together.
Yeah. I still can't believe he's going to be two in August. That blows my mind. Are you guys going to have any more?
No.
You sure?
No,
one
I think.
And done?
Well, right now with everything going on,
yeah,
it's just so difficult to manage. And I mean, unless something drastically changes in our lives in the next year or two, I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
We want to be able to take him to a lot of places and do a lot of things. And if we have more than one kid, it might not be feasible.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you just read today that, you know how people were predicting that with this COVID thing that there was going to be a baby boom?
No, there's actually
going to
be
the opposite.
Yeah.
It's a baby bust, they're calling it. They're going to see like up to 500,000 less births next year.
Yeah, it's because a lot of people are birds. Oh, you know, birds too.
No, I said births instead of births.
But that makes sense. I mean, because I don't want another one right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked to mothers who were already pregnant before this began, and having to go through this and have their child and not having the normal things, it's so stressful.
And imagine being pregnant and having to go to your doctors for checkups, like, regularly. Like, no one really wants to go into a doctor's office during this time.
Right.
You know, that's scary. And then giving birth in a hospital.
And a lot of them, they're not letting the husbands in.
Right.
Like, we talked to a mother yesterday who her husband wasn't allowed to come in until the baby was born.
See, yeah.
At all.
I mean,
like, he had to wait. He waited down in the car in the parking lot for a phone call to tell him that the baby was born.
That's just, that makes me sad.
I know.
But see, now I understand why people are like, nope,
not going to do it, which I get it.
It makes sense.
I totally get it. So I think we're one and done. I think one is all we can handle. He's a lot to handle, which it gives me more respect from parents like you who have more than one.
I look back because my first two are only 17 months apart. And so I have right now they're 14, 13, 10, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
I look back and I'm like, I don't know how I did that. Like, I couldn't imagine trying to do that today in my late 30s. Thank God I had them early.
we have a friend, it's about our age, who's pregnant again, Dorothy.
Oh, yes.
And she just had her baby will be one this month.
He's
10 months. Yeah, this month or next month he'll be one.
And she's already like,
and she's
halfway through her
she's
pregnancy.
Due in October.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, oh my god, because right now Walt's so crazy, I couldn't imagine having another one on top of a baby on top of that.
I know,
I'd lose my mind.
You know. But she's in a fortunate situation because she's got so many family
members. Yeah, she does.
Like,
absolutely.
A crazy amount of family members that are they all help each other out with the kids. And so, you know, she's going to be okay.
She'll be fine. Yeah. I go, girl, you are braver than I am, because I'm just like, all the birth control needs to come now. Because you're sleeping in another room. That's how birth control we are right now.
Don't even look at me.
Don't even look at me. Don't breathe on me. It's not going to be a thing.
That's great.
Oh, Amber, I'm so glad we're all back together. It's a little bit of normalcy in this.
A little bit, just for a moment here.
And thank you to our friends at Kaiser Permanente, of course, for presenting My SD Mumps.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I keep seeing celebrities posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly. You don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there. It's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!